This is the BBC.
Oh, you. It'll tell you.
You'll get a punch up the conk if you don't belt up, mate.
Mr. Seagoon, please. Such vulgarity ill becomes you.
Nonsense. It suits him down to the ground.
What?
Basically, it really is
you
down to the ground.
Baffle me with the posh chap, Mrs. Spriggs. Now, Mr. Greenslade, if you'll just stand in this bath of treacle and sit down slowly, you'll come to a sticky end. Part two.
The dreaded Goon Show. This week...
The Moon Show!
Everybody down.
Yes, folks, it is 1853, the year of months. No giggling, please. Now then, if listeners in the Lincolnshire district will raise their blinds, they will observe the moon casting its painted wooden beams upon a compost heap on which is found a ragged idiot recumbent upon a field of turnips. He speaks in spokes.
Ah, moon! Ah, English type moon. What beauty, what rotundity, what delicacy, what purity, what joy.
What rubbish.
What?
Only 10 watts? Oh, not very bright, are you?
Hey, don't push the nuri.
I see, look here.
The voice came from a face sinister standing up a tree.
Oh. Seagoon held up a board which said...
What are you doing up a tree?
We are mountaineering on a rather tight budget. Allow me to introduce my friend here on the South Col branch. He is, and I quote from the Blue Book of the London Telephone Directory, Count Jim Knees Moriarty, fruit bottler extraordinary to the House of Pronk, and ex-world Turkish bath champion.
Listen, Neddy, we heard your poetry, and it's an insult to people without knees to hear that type of stuff.
What?
You can say that again. What?
Listen, Jim Broody Moriarty. Do you realize you're addressing Neddy Davis Seagoon, celebrated ink writer and tramp poet for East Clun? If you can do better, go ahead.
Right, lad. Moriarty, hand me my poet's tin speaking trumpet.
Right. I'll lug it into my knee.
There once was a beautiful moon. It was up in the sky, chum, when he said, what's the time? They replied, what? And the horse departed, leaving Spawn.
It didn't rhyme or scan.
Do you think it was easy?
You see, Neddy, that's known as poetic license.
Where can I get a poetic license?
Now, there's just one left in the shop. Here, aprons marked down from 6'3".
What a reduction! I'll just write you a check on the side of this horse.
Right. Sign your name across the bottom.
What? There! There, gentlemen.
Wait a minute. How do we know this horse won't bounce?
I assure you, any reputable stable will cash it.
Thank you, Neddy. And here's our receipt on this banjo.
Thank you and thank you. Now to test my new poetic license. Where's my leather speaking trumpet?
Ah, moon! You're like a melody-type tune. You're so clever you can rhyme with goon. Ooh, what a boon is the moon in June to boon.
I'll think of another rhyme soon. And in this land of liberty, I'll make my living at poetry.
You'll starve. You know, I'm afraid, lad, your verse still lacks Browning's merry note.
Did he leave one?
For the milkman, he did, yes.
Listen, Neddy, you're very fond of the moon, aren't you?
Yes, if only it were mine.
Neddy, it can be. Step up into the tree into my office.
Morning, Mr. Singh.
Good morning. Now, Neddy, pull up your trousers and sit down. Neddy, the moon has been in Moriarty's family for many generations.
You mean the moon is of French origin?
So the blood tests show. Unfortunately, at the end of the last century, during the anti-Moriarty riots in Paris, the dear Count was forced to flee to England, bringing the moon with him.
How did he manage? Where is that?
I bought it in the daytime, disguised as the sun.
Quel brilliant stratagem.
Quel terrible pronunciation.
What?
I'm coming to that. Right. You see, lad, owing to the high cost of maintaining his ancestral bedsitter, Count Moriarty is forced to put the moon on the open market.
It's for sale?
Only by public auction, lady.
Where, when, how, what, who?
Yes, well, for reasons best known to Moriarty, the auction will take place at dead of night in a tree at Christie's.
Yes, till then, Neddy, our revoir.
Which is French for Max Geldrey.
Right, round the back for the old brandy now. Good luck.
And now the Moon Show Part Two. An auction.
Gentlemen, please. If you will take up your positions in your respective trees, we will commence the auction. Now then, first, one moon, the property of Count Moriarty. Now, folks. Oh, what am I bid for one moon?
Start the bidding, Neddy.
7 and 6.
7 and 6. Neddy, you can outbid that.
10 shillings.
10 shillings going once.
10 shillings, Neddy. Don't let him get away with that.
You're right. 12 and 11.
It's worth more, Neddy.
12 and 12.
Sold at 12 and 12pence. Oh, my finger. Now, the next item was this explodable bust of anatomy.
It's mine. The moon is mine. The moon is mine tonight. Its silvery beam comes down through my window. And the moon is mine tonight. It's mine forever.
You'll starve.
Now, the proud owner of the moon, Seagoon retired to his centrally heated compost heap in Lincolnshire and applied himself to his scheming art.
Now, where's my new roast beef speaking trumpet? No poetry speaker is complete without it.
Light testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Seems all right to me.
moon of my dreams. How brightly it gleams. What comes next? I know. Ying tong, needle, I fall.
Bravo, bravo, lad. Aren't you Neddy under milk pudding, Seagoon?
Hey, the butler, what are you doing here?
I've turned tramp composer, lad.
Well, give us a tune and an instrument.
Well, it only plays if you place a coin in it, you see. And I seem to have left my pockets in my other suit.
Here's a shilling.
Oh, yes, fine. Away we go. 1, 2, 3. And the next chance, please.
What a beautiful tune that was.
Yes, it's number one on the stock exchange, you know. I wrote it myself. It was spring and the moon above Paris.
Stop, Blood Doc.
Moon over Paris?
Moon above Paris? Obviously, Moriarty didn't bring the moon over from France in the first place. This one over England must be a forgery.
What? Well, there's only one way to prove it, lad. Royal. We must consult the Royal College of Astronomers. And to give us time to get there, Tom Danger and his orchestra will play in the pavilion.
Pick up another thought.
Yes, it is. As Seagoon hurries to the Royal College of Astronomy, awaiting him there are two erudite astronomers who are even at this moment astronoming.
Hey, Professor Eccles.
Please, Professor Buckle, my good man.
Yes?
Let me get on with my mathematical work.
Okay, then.
Away with you.
All right, then.
At my scene of computations, higher mathematics, lower mathematics. X, two straight lines, is the unknown quantity. X, two. Do you think Arsenal will beat the Spurs this week?
I should think it's most unlikely.
Why?
They're playing Blackpool. Hey, Professor Eccles, have you seen the moon anywhere?
You must remember where you put things, my good man. Have you looked up the giant telescope?
Oh, I'll try that. Yes, I will try that. Oh, you was right. The moon is inside the telescope. Look through there.
The moon's up the other end. And a bit of the sky. Let's put the cap on again, quick.
Oh, goody, goody. We got it tripping.
We got it for England. Hold up.
That got rid of him. He's gone.
Who's gone?
Well, you have.
You naughty boys. What have you done with me?
What have you done with me?
What are you... What are you doing with the great old British leather telescope?
We trapped the moon inside it, Professor.
What?
For England.
Let me see with the looking type gaze. Get the...
My
oh,
name.
Min.
Oh.
They're right. They captured the moon.
Oh.
We must put it in the fridge before it goes off.
Goes off, Henry?
Yes. Didn't you know the moon is made of green cheese?
Oh. We can have it by supper, Henry.
Oh, that's a good idea, Auntie Min.
Young Bottle! What are you doing out of bed without your pajama trousers on?
see what it was. We was playing from the latest film, Zurich, and little Jim had my pajama trousers over his neck.
Oh.
He got one arm down the Lego, waving it about like a trunk. He was an elephant, you see.
Go on, buddy.
Well, suddenly I sneezed. And the seat of my trousers fell out, knocking little Jim into the bar.
Oh, dear, dear.
Little Jim. Tell them what happened, little Jim.
So I fell in the water.
Min, get these adapted children up to bed, you.
Get up, you naughty boy.
Good evening.
Okay, come in out of the dry and wet yourself by this tap.
Thank you. Professor, I want proof that there is only one genuine moon.
Ah, there is only one. We've got it trapped in this telescope here.
Let me see. That's the forged one. The real moon is over Paris.
What? This means war with Napoleon. Take the scabbard off my safety pin and fetch my leather horse quickly.
Write him down in his pride.
No, your moon.
I must go to France and get back my rightful moon. Farewell, Ellington. Keep them amused while I'm away.
Man, the excuses he makes to get to that brandy. Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? Am I doing right? Am I doing right? Should I kiss your lips and hold you tight? And hold you tight? Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? Or maybe a fool can do, or maybe a fool can do what I do now. Is this the way? Yep. Well, I never was a lover, one who really cares. But I'm trying to discover, so help me by heavens above. Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? The way to fall in love. The way to fall in love. Tell me, my dear, is this the way? Never was a lover, one who really cried. But I'm trying to discover. So help me by heavens, the heavens above. Ooh, heaven above. Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? Is this the way? And the ladies keep standing.
Meantime, in the Hotel de Luxe de Super Ritz in Paris.
Waiter, Garcon.
What is it, Monsieur?
Moriarty? I'm tired of driving this lift, do you hear?
I told you that 12 shillings we got off Seagoon wouldn't go far.
Family is noise, monsieur. Who business tell me where to sell the bane?
Neddy.
Good fight.
Moriarty.
Shut up, you heavily oiled French wreck.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen, what do you mean?
It's just a word, Moriarty.
No.
Here is a rope for your arrest.
Arrest? Run for it. Run for it.
That's the very horse I wrote the check on. After them, on this pit orchestra.
Across the length, length, and length of Europe, Seagoon pursued the charlatan new menders.
Finally, I traced them to Venice.
He's fallen in the water.
Right,
H-E-L-P. Senor, this way. Let me pull you from the water.
Thank you. You saved my life.
Well, we all make mistakes, you know.
I know. I saw your wife. Now, where are they?
Hiding behind the clothes horse in Romania.
All right, you two. Come out from behind that clothes horse in Romania.
Yes, he's seen us in Romania. The game's up, and it pipe.
Never, Moriarty. Get behind the wheel of these running shoes.
Right. Hold tight, and off we go to the race. Curses. They had the perfect formula for escape. And well, listeners, as the criminals in the streamlined LCC pencil sped over the Ponte Rialto, I leapt into English airing cupboard and gave chase.
Quicker, Moriarty.
Get as quick as I can.
Get more power out of those jampins.
I've got all ones of 1929 models.
You saw me the wrong moon. It's a forgery, Pitpipe. I know where you are.
While the chase is in progress, yes, I should like to take this opportunity of thanking you all for your letters to me. Many correspondents have asked why I have not made more significant and prolonged appearances in my role of Wallace Greenslade, demon talker. I can assure you that I have approached Mr. Seagoon with regard to taking over his part in the show. He said, I've got it written down here. You stick to announcing or you will get a punch up your big steaming conch. which, as you'll all agree, is not the wittiest of lines. I will therefore return you to the Great Seagoon versus Moriarty Grippipe Thin Chase, this time with piano accompaniment.
Quicker, Moriarty.
Get as quick as I can.
Get more power out of those gantins.
I've got all the ones of them.
You're sure in the moon. It's a forgery, Grippipe. I know where you are.
Run fast you can.
Hurry up, Moriarty.
I'm
running. Oh, one of those ladies I saw you with last night.
Oh, ladies.
I say, this is jolly exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is, isn't it, Danny?
It's no good, Gridpipe. These feet I'm using are exhausted.
My knees are overheated, too. We shall have to catch a train to Tangier.
What luck, Gridpipe. Here's a sound effect of a booking office. I'll get the ticket. 2 cheap day returns to Tangier.
Where are those men booked to?
They're going to Tangiers.
Are they?
Yes.
I'll book the carriage right behind them and try to overtake them. Porter?
Yes, yes.
Carry me to the train.
You look strong enough to carry yourself, sir.
Very well. Help me up onto my shoulder.
Right. You've dropped your knees, mate.
I can't wait now. Force it to me in the plane wrappers, Mark. Knees urgent.
Close that thing, will you, Moriarty?
A
I specially asked for this seat grip pipe with our backs to the engine.
I wondered why we were sitting on the cow catcher.
Hands up! Drop everything!
A lifetime of work gone.
Now, gentlemen, that moon you sold me was forged. I have it here inside this telescope.
Oh, well, now, look here. We are willing to sell you the real moon, but, of course, it'll work out much dearer. Let me see now. 8 million tons at 1 and 9 ton, that'll be, what, 14 pounds, nearly.
Done! Now, my moon, please.
Let me show you, Neddy. Look, I'll just hold this jam jar up to the sky, get it in the right position, that's it. Now, there. What do you see in it?
The moon. The moon, it's in the jam jar.
Correct, Neddy.
Goodbye.
Oh, there's a wire.
Hooray! The moon is mine!
And that is how Mr. Seagoon brought the genuine moon back to England. And a pretty dull ending it was, too. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with a related quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wally Greenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.